one piece of the entire state that isn't affected by another piece. It's an amazing puzzle.
Why Skagway is being added to downtown Juneau's election district and not with Haines. And Northern Lynn Canal runners, walkers, and cyclists join the fight against breast cancer. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. A Coast Guard Air Station Sitka helicopter crew medevaced a 22-year-old from Haines on Tuesday night. The woman suffered multiple head injuries after a car crash near Haines. The call for help came in around 11:15 p.m. Tuesday night. The MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter delivered her to Juneau around 2:45 a.m., where she was transported to Bartlett Regional Hospital. The latest proposed map that reassigns the state's representatives and senators is different from the original proposals and the Southeast Alternative. But more importantly, the latest redistricting map, the one the group drawing it thinks will be final, is different from what a lot of people in Skagway wanted.
I pushed hard for us maintaining our status in the rural district. I think we'll get better. We get better representation that way, as we have recently.
Mike Korsmo is a member of the Skagway Assembly. He's been watching and commenting on the redistricting process, which began when the 2010 census numbers were released. The new map, adopted in part Saturday by the redistricting board, puts Haines, Clockwan, and the Haines Highway Voting Precinct in with a list of rural and native communities throughout Southeast, with Sitka being the biggest. It puts Skagway in with Petersburg and downtown Juneau.
I also think being in a district with Haines makes a lot of sense, since we have so much in common and we share so many things, including hydro, transportation, families. I mean, there's a whole ton of stuff.
But it doesn't pair Haines and Skagway together, like both boroughs requested, says Peggy Ann McConaughey from the redistricting board, the group in charge of drawing those lines.
Taking a look what we did, great. It still has downtown Juneau. It still has Douglas Island. It still goes down and incorporates Hobart Bay, and then goes down and picks up Petersburg. And then it also goes to Tenneke Springs, because it comes across Admiralty Island. It also goes to Excursion Inlet in Gustavus. And then as it travels up Lynn Canal, it's on the left-hand side. It comes up the Haynesboro, stops, goes to the right across the other portion, which is the Haynesboro, stays on the right-hand side, and captures Skagway.
McConaughey is one of two board members who traveled to Skagway and Haines to take testimonials from residents about the line-drawing process that happens every decade. She said before that Skagway and Juneau are like-minded, but really, she admits, Skagway's new position pretty much is a consequence of its low Native population.
We must have a Native-affected district in Southeast. Southeast Alaska, over the past 10 years, has lost population significantly. Consequently, we know that the numbers are such that we will lose one district, house district, within Southeast Alaska. So, knowing that there's no way out of that, the most important thing that we can do is make sure we have a house district that has as high as possible a Native voting percentage in that particular district.
She says the drawing process started with several considerations. The board in charge of redrawing had to think not only about the Alaska Native population, but the percentage of voting age among Native residents, the number of voters within each district, borough boundaries, and, of course, the testimonies from citizens. They first formed the Native Dominant District, then the Ketchikan District.
Southeast Alaska, that has two districts all filled out, and we've got to figure out what to do with the rest. And rest means Juneau, Petersburg, Excursion Inlet, Tenneke, and Glacier Bay.
And Skagway.
Those communities are primarily white.
The Justice Department and the Voting Rights Act mandates that there be a district with a high percentage of Native voters. That only added more constraint to an already complicated job.
DOJ says it's basically, has there been any other district that has been drawn with a higher voting age percentage? And if we take one that is a lower voting age percentage, we know we're going to get kicked out. We're frankly not willing to do that.
McConaughey holds that adding Skagway to the district that has Haines, a notion they did consider, the addition would lower the overall percentage of Native people too much.
We went back and forth with trying to put Skagway and Haines together. But the bottom line is when we did that, the Native percentage went down. Haines has a higher native percentage than Skagway, frankly.
The figure known as the native plus white percentage, the numeric value that's taking such a leading role in redistricting, is the amount of people in a community who are native or who claimed in the census they're native with some percentage of white in their genetic profile.
That's going to be the most important figure that we'll talk about, probably. If we were surgical in going through Southeast Alaska and carving into District 2 any community that had a high percentage of natives, because once again, our goal was to get that as high as possible.
Haines' number is 11.2%. Skagway is only 3.6%.
The facts are that Skagway is not a native community. Based upon the information that we got from the census, we can't use anything else but the information we got from the census.
The overall number in the primarily native district that includes the Chilkat Valley and excludes Skagway is 35.2%, a number that voting rights experts have said would be hard to reach.
Most probably she's going to say that that is what's called an effective district. A native can and should win within that district if they want to run. And that's what we're trying to create. So that we did well on, and we're really, really excited about that.
But many residents of Skagway are not. Assemblymember Mike Korsmo thinks Skagway, represented by a Juneau politician, won't benefit his town.
Well, I don't know. It doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me, putting us in an urban district. I think it's not necessarily that beneficial to us. I don't believe we'll get as good a representation. I mean, you know, as far as sharing a bigger piece of the pie, we're a pretty small population compared to downtown Juneau and even Petersburg for that matter. So I think it's going to be a struggle for us to get adequate representation. If that's the way it ends up, I'm going to be pretty disappointed.
We can't please everybody. There's going to be some ugly things, but as you know, I keep saying it's all what's the lesser of two evils, because there are so many people who have so many things that they want for themselves, and I don't blame them. But we've got to look at it from a larger perspective. We're trying to do the whole state, and there is no one piece of the entire state that isn't affected by another piece. It's an amazing puzzle.
Redistricting board member McConaughey maintains that Skagway won't be left unrepresented if it's joined in Beth Kurtula's current district. And she says she's even heard from some Skagway residents who are in support of being combined with downtown Juneau.
Skagway will be well represented because you've got a representative who will be traveling to Skagway, to Petersburg, to Gustavus, to Elfin Cove, to all these areas, because Beth will want to make sure that she represents everybody. I mean, that's been her hallmarks throughout her entire career. That's the thing that makes me feel like it's going to be okay.
The latest map that redraws the election districts is still undergoing final edits as of Thursday afternoon, but the board says they hope to have the final copy available for public viewing by Thursday night at akredistricting.org. And although court challenges are expected to follow its adoption, at least one member of the redistricting board says this is likely the final version for the board.
I think this one, because of the getting Juneau into one district, is probably the one that's going to end up going, because that is an area that is really important for the review, that we have at least one district fully within, one house district fully within the borough boundaries, and we've got that. So that's really important. Really important.
This Saturday, the people of Skagway, Haines, and Clockwan take to the streets to raise money for and awareness of breast cancer. The 16th annual Fran Delisle Cancer Awareness Walkathon is this Saturday in Skagway. Registration begins at 8:30 a.m. Saturday at the Skagway Elks. Shuttles leave the Elks for the starting point in Dyea at 9:30 a.m., and the walk begins at about 10:30 from the Chilkoot Trail Outpost. Lunch runs from 2 to 4 at the Elks, and pledge forms are available at several stores in Skagway. Delisle, who the event is named for, is a breast cancer survivor. The annual walk from Dyea to Skagway raises money for cancer prevention programs. In Clockwan and Haines, the Chilkat River Walk and Run is back for a fifth year, this time with a cycling option. On Saturday, June 4th, the 23-miler along the Haines Highway raises money for the Haines Hospice Cancer Travel Fund and the mobile mammogram van visits. The walk-run ride begins at the Clockwan Search Health Center. and ends at the Southeast Alaska State Fairgrounds with free hot dogs at the end. A bus leaves the fairgrounds at 7:15 a.m. to take Haines-based walkers to the start of the course. For the first time this year, people can ride their bikes or do a shorter version of the event. A second bus leaves the fairgrounds at 9:30 a.m. for a second start time at 10 a.m. at 10 Mile Haines Highway. The bus will return to Haines from 10 Mile at noon, and it'll have water and be able to pick people up who want to leave the course. Participants are encouraged to pack their own water bottles and snacks since there are no designated aid stations along the route. But there will be volunteers driving the highway to offer help. A suggested donation of $10 or sponsorship through pledge sheets funds a one-time travel stipend for Haines residents diagnosed with cancer. Since the first year of the Chilkat River Walk in 2007, about 420 walkers have raised about $5,700, about $5,700. This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS. KHNS Newsroom is always open to your comments. You can reach the news department by emailing news@khns.org or calling 766-2020 or 983-2853. Thanks for your interest.